Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show. Along with head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Black Bears last night, a big, big win against West Henderson team that we knew was a good team. 4-2 coming in. They were 2-0 in terms of their conference record. Put up a strong fight, but the Black Bears, again, played solid, solid defense all night long and did what they needed to do offensively to get a win. And, coach, there's nothing like looking for a win on Friday night and waking up on Saturday morning after you found one. That was a big one last night.
Yeah, one of the more exciting wins, you know, for me, career-wise. Certainly never won 1-3-0, but probably was a tickle to death to get one of those as I was winning 49-0. So just thought our kids played really hard last night, you know, face some adversity, having to step out on the field without one of your leaders and Jacob Boyd, and, you know, thought our kids did a good job playing together last night.
You mentioned that, and that's the first thing I would, I guess, bring up is Jacob Boyd's injury. We knew last week that he was hurt. You know, we knew that pretty quickly, I think, you know, on the field last week on Friday night, watching how that sort of all unfolded. And I don't know that I've heard of an injury this catastrophic. Tell me what your sense is of it and where things are for him.
You know, the big thing for Jacob, he's got his first surgery is coming up on Tuesday. He's actually going to have two different ones. First one, we're going to have to go in and fix LCL, which is the collateral ligament on the outside. He's torn or severed a nerve that goes down into the foot, which he's got what they call a drop foot syndrome right now, and just doesn't have feeling in that foot, can't flex it or anything, so they've got to go in and repair that nerve. And once they get, you know, both of those things repaired, you know, I'm assuming hopefully in a couple of weeks or even a couple of months, they'll go back in and fix the ACL. So they can't do it all at one time. You know, and as we went back and looked at it on film, and even that night, Jacob told me, he said, "Coach, I didn't get hit." And, you know, we went back and watched it on film, and he didn't. It was just out in the open field and, you know, one of those, you know, kind of freak plays and, you know, unfortunately bit him. But I thought, you know, having him on the sideline with us last night and being with us, you know, was big for our kids to see him. You know, it's almost a little bit of a rallying point for our kids right now.
How is he doing, him and his family doing with this?
Seems to be doing well. You know, he got to come back to school this week. Obviously, he's on crutches and, you know, dealing with that part of it. And I think he's having to get used to being on those and moving around to school and having to ask for help a little bit more than usual probably. But you know, seems to be good. Went with us yesterday as we went up to Bethel Elementary and read to the kids up there. Good. It was funny. We had three that were on crutches up there.
Really?
As we read.
And, did you go up with them?
I did. I always go with them.
I didn't ask. Ty was asleep when I got home. I didn't ask him if he saw you. He always talks about when he sees you, so I'll have to ask him when I get home.
We did. Like I said, we went up there yesterday and I think we ended up taking about 48 kids that went with us yesterday.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. And that's good for everybody in terms of building the community and all the things that you want to do. There's no doubt about it. I'm glad to hear that Jacob's doing okay. And, again, that was have you heard of it? I mean, have you – you know, you've been at football at all levels, one of the few people that has. Have you heard or seen anything that catastrophic before?
Not out in the open field like that. You know, generally you have something like that if you've gotten rolled up in a pile or gotten hit low or something like that. But, you know, this one was a little bit different. You know, we lost Tanner Lanning early in the season, you know, off the JV team, very similar, you know, out in open field. And, of course, his wasn't near as bad, but he did tear ACL. And, of course, he was one of the ones on crutches with us yesterday as well as we were reading to those kids. But, you know, back to the ball game, the big things for us last night, felt like we played better on offense. I know the score didn't indicate it, but, you know, we had 340 yards of offense compared to West had 186. Just felt like we were doing some really good things up front. You know, had 15 first downs, had a 100-yard rusher last night. Actually, Jesse Martinez had 12 carries for 113 yards. Michael Parrott had 12 for 71 yards, and Trevor Johnson had 12 for 66. So, you know, felt like we were very balanced as far as, you know, our carries in the backfield. Lucas was 6 of 12 for 92 yards passing, and, you know, felt like we did some really good things. We just didn't get the points in the end zone, but, you know, Mason came through with us again for a 38-yard field goal and walked away with a three-point win.
You mentioned those stats right there, and if I recall, things were pretty even in terms of stats in the first half. Jesse Martinez, I think, got the majority of his yards there in the first half, up over 100 yards. But you go back and again, just recalling what I saw last night with Trevor and Michael, a lot of their yards came in the second half, but particularly Michael's. And you mentioned offense to middle, move the football well, and so many things to be impressed about. But, you know, last night, your defense at the very end didn't have to make a play because your offense stayed out on the field. And I've always said this, and I know you agree, that the three things that you look at in football are turnovers and third down conversions and penalties. And the third down conversions offensively was just terrific. And you guys were facing some third and 13s from time to time. And I'd love to know what that stat was from last night on third down. But you controlled the football. And West Henderson never really had a chance there at the end because we were able to control it and do what we needed to do there.
You know, I think field position, again, was key for us last night. I thought probably the biggest plays for us, obviously, the defensive stop on fourth and one was huge. But I thought both times that we were pinned down inside the 10, and we got out of it. You know, the long pass we hit to Cole Anderson, you know, on a third down play down inside our own 10-yard line that went for about 70 yards, got us out of the hole. And then Michael's run right there after we got that third or fourth down stop late in the game on a second and 7, you know, inside our 10, and Michael got out of there about a 50-yard run. And those two were the two biggest plays for us just because of field position. Because if we don't get out of there, we punt it back to them, and they're going to get it on, you know, probably on our side of the 50 and, you know, shorter field. And I just thought, you know, as far as that goes, I thought those plays, obviously Mason's kick was huge for us as well, but those were some pretty big plays for us last night.
And those were gutsy. I mean, the ball that you mentioned to Cole, there wasn't anyone for a 25-mile radius that thought that was coming. And you caught him off guard, and Cole got behind him, and Lucas made a perfect throw right exactly where he needed to be. I think you guys did a great job in play calls last night because those are the things that we saw play out well for us. And again, to try to find a way to get the ball out from underneath the goal line, like you said, and have them working your offense, working on a shorter field, really paid off. And again, that third quarter, that fourth quarter in particular, with your offense better move the football, there was a lot of motion behind that. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things maybe you look back on later and say, this is where, you know, we started kind of getting it a little bit on offense.
You know, the biggest thing is I felt like we played really good up front. You know, obviously losing Jacob and having to move some people around, and then, you know, looking at having to put a new kid in there that hadn't started. And just thought that we played for the first time maybe this season really well up front offensively. Just felt like we knew what we were doing, knew where we were going, and I think that's why you saw some success in our running game. I felt like for the most part, you know, we were able to protect Lucas and give him a little bit of time, especially on some of the long plays. Trey had a big game for us last night, caught a huge first down for us on that last drive to keep the clock going so we didn't have to punt it back to him. And, you know, that you mentioned it earlier, we're just having to pick and choose our spots when we try to stretch the field on stuff like that. And, you know, the thing that we have looked at, you know, we're not going to have 70 and 80-yard long plays for touchdowns, but we are going to have, you know, 40 and 50-yard long plays for first downs.
Right.
You know, and that's what happened last night. And we faced a really good West Henderson team. That's the only team that's beat North Buncombe. I mean, they're sitting there 7-1 right now. And just felt like, especially on the defensive side, they were going to give us a lot of different looks. For what we saw last night and how well the line played up front, I was very pleased.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware, Canton Plaza on Radio Hill, is 2 years strong. Hometown Hardware wants to thank their customers. Join them Friday, October 17th. There will be food, prizes, store specials, and vendors on site. Be sure to attend or register for a secret event Hometown Hardware will be sponsoring during the Pisgah Tuscola football game that night. Join the fun and let Hometown Hardware and Canton Plaza on Radio Hill thank you.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. We talked again about the offense able to find a way to continue to convert third downs, but you played a disciplined football game last night on both sides of the ball too. There just weren't a lot of yellow flags. You go and you make comparisons to some other games in the past, particularly some maybe last year with there was you know, from times more penalties. But this is a team right now that is playing disciplined football, and you're not really turning the ball over either. You're giving yourself a chance to make plays and win games, and those are things that you ask for on Friday night.
Well, you had five penalties. We had five penalties for 25 yards. Yeah. Obviously, had the one fumble down there inside the 10-yard line on the first drive, and we certainly wish we could have come away with points with that one. But you know, we're having to take it in small increments, but I think our kids are understanding what we've got to do to win. You know, we're going to rely on our defense, and you know, hopefully we can have sustained drives and be able to keep the defense off the field and keep them fresh. And you know, last night you were mentioning the scores that West has had so far. I don't think they've had any game less than 20 points all season, and the defense to hold them to 0 points last night speaks volumes about those kids and how hard they're playing on that side of the ball.
We've talked some about this offense, but you know, when you go and you look player by player, boy, you got a lot of, you know, having Jesse back, you've got, you know, I'm thinking in my head, right off the top of my head, six or seven guys, skill position guys that are making plays and can make plays for you every single Friday night. And again, we got to continue to mention that a lot of these guys are young. You got Michael Parrott out there at sophomore. You've got Jesse that's a junior. And like I said, there's a lot of youth still with those skill position players. And I guess it goes back to having the opportunities and what your offensive line can make happen. And you know, people that watch the game sometimes are just watching the football. They don't get to see what the other guys are doing to allow that to happen. But you're right, that line that you had to make adjustments on really made a big difference and allowed some of these big plays last night for us offensively.
I think if you look at it, we played with three seniors on offense,
yeah,
which would have been Lucas and Cole and Brandon Steele up front, who was a first-time starter last night. And then you look on the defensive side and you got four seniors. So very young in some places, but you know, a lot of kids getting a lot of valuable playing time that will help us in the future.
What was the mood of the team last night after that win, looking ahead and thinking about what we're going into this week?
You know, I think it was an excitement, a kind of a feel of a relief that we had pulled one off in the fourth quarter. You know, we knew that's what that West Henderson was pushing for, is to get us to the fourth. And as we got there, we knew what we were kind of facing. And to pull that off and to have the fourth and one stop down there was huge for us, you know, mentality-wise and confidence-wise. And, you know, it was just a feeling of excitement for our kids. Like I said, it was one of the more exciting wins for me, and it only being 3-0. You know, you thought we'd scored 50 points during the game. But, you know, some of those make for more of the exciting ball games,
yeah.
And certainly we saw it last night. It was a new
pitcher's
one for me.
Goal. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things that I said, you know, beginning of the game that I thought were, you know, things that are built a little bit different to think about. Number one, you're playing West Henderson on the road, a sandwich game between Franklin, who's maybe the best team that we'll play, Tuscola on the other end, and you got West there in the middle, that game again on the road. And who would have guessed it, but 10 years ago, if I'd have said that most of our games would be on artificial surface. One of the rare times that we play on a natural surface, a chance of rain. We saw that play out a little bit last night. You had all those things factor in, thinking about, you know, losing Jacob and all those things. I guess those are things that you talk about during the week that, you know, make sure that your players are cognizant of, not to be looking too far ahead or thinking too far back, that you're focusing and thinking about what you got to do right now, because that was a huge football game. You're 2-0 in the 3A portion of this conference. And that's as big a deal as any, and makes the West Henderson game as big as any, probably, too.
Absolutely. Well, we preached that all week. You know, we preached to our kids that it was a chance for a home playoff game.
Yeah.
We know what we've got to do in order to try to keep some home field advantage if we're able to get in the playoffs and maybe advance past the first or second round. And, you know, we knew we had to win last night and take that step. And, you know, we took the first one. And, you know, that's like I mentioned before, that's a very good West Henderson team. I'll be shocked if they lose a conference game other than to Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
And could come down. I know they play East and West play, you know, the last game of the year, and I saw where East had a good win over Brevard last night. That last game of the season could come down to somebody going to the playoffs and somebody sitting at home between those two teams. So, you know.
And they've been down a while,
they
too.
They have been. And both programs, you know, last year played the last game of the season to see which one would get a win.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
So they've both come up, you know, quite a bit since last year. And but anyways, we were, you know, real pleased. We were solid. We felt again on our kicking game last night. I know we missed the one field goal on a little bit of a bobbled snap. And, you know, Mason didn't get a good place on it. Lucas, you know, had a hard time trying to get it up on the tee. But, boy, the second one was right down the middle. And certainly good to see for him last night.
And we said at the beginning of the year that there's going to be a game that might come down to this, and sure enough, last night was it. And Mason's kick would have been probably good from 55. I mean, it was killed. He still had all kinds of clearance. How great is that to have a guy that you can have confidence in right now in terms of special teams?
Well, you know, the thing for him is he and I talk, you know, before the game starts, and as he gets warmed up, we talk about, all right, where are you comfortable from? How do you feel tonight?
Yeah.
And, you know, Mason had told me, he said, Coach, I feel good from about 40. So, you know, anytime we got in there, you know, close where we were setting that ball on the 30-yard line, you know, we felt like we had a chance at least to attempt a field goal and a chance at points. And, you know, that's nice to be able to have. You know, I can remember back early part of the season where you knew everything you were going down through, there was going to be four downs and trying to get in the end zone.
Exactly.
And, you know, had we faced that last night, don't know if we'd have got a score.
Yeah.
So certainly huge having him with us, and a great asset to be playing for.
And he's had some success now, so that just builds the opportunities for later on and what you guys are going to be able to do. And it just makes a big difference all the way around. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, I want to go back to that first drive, and you know, just it was Jesse that, you know, had a lot of those carries down there and got it to the five. We fumbled right there, but the kids didn't seem to get away from it a little bit. They stayed with it right there. They didn't lose really any momentum because you went back on defense and played well too.
We did, you know, and I felt it was really important for us to come out with that first drive and move the football. And of course, the first play, I think Jesse reeled off a pretty long run there, maybe 25 yards, something like that. And, you know, it was nice to see us be able to do that, because I think there was a big question mark coming in. Could we move the ball because of, you know, obviously losing Jacob, and we certainly have had our struggles on the offensive side. But to be able to do that, and like I said, we had 340 yards of offense last night. You know, very pleased with what we did there. Thought Lucas did a good job with us in maintaining the ball game, especially late, and, you know, running the clock down and being a leader. And for the first time last night, he was very vocal with the team, and that was good to see. You know, he and I talked about that after the game, and I think he got tired of me screaming and hollering at him, and it was good to see me get some emotion out of him last night.
Absolutely. The other thing I noticed too last night, most of Jesse's carries were in the first half. Trevor and Michael and Daniel had most of the carries in the second half. Was that just a matter of fresh legs?
You know, Jesse had gotten a little bit tight on us, you know, in the locker room at halftime, and felt like he could still punt for us. And I think once he got back out and got loosened up, he was fine. But, you know, wanted to make sure those other backs got in there. And especially, you know, your senior. You want your senior in there at the end. You want him to be able to help finish off a game. You want the ball in his hands. And, you know, there was no doubt that we wanted Trevor back in there for those carries right there to make sure we were getting first downs. And, you know, Michael was carrying the ball well, you know, too. And so we put him back down at fullback. And, you know, it was just a good team win last night, you know, all around. I thought our kids played pretty solid on both sides, plus the special teams last night.
Real quick before the break, the first time I've seen this year that heavy stacked eye when you got three backs right there. That's a pretty heavy set.
It is. It's something that we have had in for a while, and you know, just not didn't feel like we had an opportunity to use it. And last night it certainly was big for us, especially with the last.
Exactly.
I think that last drive was about 4 minutes long, so you know, to kill the clock. So it was big for us to do that, and like I said, just to be able to have some success in the running game and not getting stopped at the line of scrimmage was huge for us last night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong. For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency. They bring you Erie Insurance for solid coverage and low rates. Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency Service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville. Or talk with Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Getting a really good haircut is no easy matter, especially for women and children. Try Pisgah Family Barbershop in Canton. You'll be pleased from the first visit, as Pisgah Family Barbershop welcomes men, women, and children, and they've been my family's barber for over 30 years. Go see Ken Warren and Amy Hall, where there's comfort in every cut that will keep you coming back. Pisgah Family Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 until 5, on Main Street near Sid's Restaurant in downtown Canton.
Back live this morning, the Brett Chappell Show. We're just talking a little bit about offenses, and one of the things I asked Coach is his ideas in terms of offensive sets and what kinds of things that he might would leave open. And I'm sure you know you've heard this, and we've just curious. We've heard this, and it's something that's part of Pisgah. But I'm sure you're asked from time to time if you would ever consider running a wishbone set or a box set. Would you ever do those things?
Yeah, we ran the wishbone last year when we played Irwin, and you know, we've certainly looked at some different sets, you know, that
and you get asked a lot, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that we've used in the past. And, you know, the football has evolved, but it's funny. It always comes back around. It comes full circle. And, you know, you're starting to see some of those things coming back around that was, you know, used back then. I think, obviously, the forward pass is something that has really changed the game of football from maybe when it started back in the early 60s, you know, when Pisgah High School was formed. But, you know, you have to look at your personnel. You have to look at what you got, what you're comfortable with, you know, coaching-wise and, you know, philosophies and what you believe in. And, you know, the big thing for us, and I think you have seen that, you know, going from, you know, the spread stuff last year and, you know, having the success that we had there to getting in a more eye-set stuff this year is just because of personnel, you know, looking at what we feel like we can be successful with, you know, and we still have our spread package in, especially if we need to, you know, right before halftime, like you saw against East Henderson, you know, a couple of weeks ago when we got down and kicked a field goal right before halftime. You know, there's still some things that we can get into, but, you know, we're basing out of a different set than what we were last year. And again, that all comes back down to personnel.
You don't have a lot of time this time of year to do much of anything, but one of the things that I would be curious to ask you is not necessarily trick plays, but you know, on Saturdays and Sundays when you're watching college football or National Football League, do you pick up on things that you see or maybe you've been a part of in the past in your career and maybe come back in and try to put something in or maybe tweak something? I mean, what I guess I'm asking is, do you see things on a given weekend that you like that you might want to put in for your team on Monday?
I try to convince my wife that that's what I'm doing when I'm watching college football
good
on
answer.
Saturdays.
Working.
I keep telling her I'm doing my homework.
There you go.
But she's not buying it. You know,
they don't. She's believe me.
So, but yes, you do. I think any good coach, you know, likes to go and look at different teams play and different philosophies. And you know, obviously, we don't have the personnel that some of the college's teams has, but the philosophies that they have and how they go about doing some things. You know, to answer your question, yes. You know, have I pulled some plays from games I've seen on Saturdays? Absolutely. And things that we've done in the past and, you know, things that we've even seen on film. You know, I think it's one of the best compliments in the world is to see somebody running something that you've done
you know,
previously. And we've seen a lot of teams in our conference come back and run a lot of our spread stuff that we've done in years past and, you know, some of the routes we've used. And I've done some of the same. From screen passes to, you know, things like that. Coach Rodomer, you know, with the success he had as an assistant at Reynolds, he's brought a lot of the stuff, you know, from them that we do in some of our spread stuff. And, you know, it's just a culmination of a lot of things. But I think you have to remain open-minded. I think you still get a lot of coaches that are dead set and only doing one thing. And, you know, I want a variety. I want to be able to do some different things and, you know, do things well, but I want to be able to spread the ball around and to get it into more one kid's hands.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza wants you to win $10,000. To enter, make a purchase through Friday the 17th at Hometown Hardware. Then swipe your loyalty card and register. Four names will be drawn to roll three dice at the Pisgah Tuscola football game. If all three come up Hometown Hardware, the roller gets $10,000. Five for themselves, $2,500 for each school's athletic boosters. Limit one winner. Complete rules at Hometown Hardware. Game tickets available for $1 off with any purchase.
Back live this morning again with the Brett Chappell Show. So you go into this Tuscola week now, and it's a whole week. And Coach Presley used to talk about this, and of course I know Will's been a part of it for a long time, and you've had the experience now too. But it's not just preparing for a football game. You get pulled and tugged on from everybody in the Southeast wanting this and wanting that. How do you manage all that stuff, continue to do what you need to do? Because regardless of who it is, it's a big football game that you've got Friday night against Tuscola, regardless of what their mascot is or anything else or where they're from. It's a big football game for us in terms of trying to be where we want to be in November.
You know, obviously coming back and being in the same conference and now both being 3A's, you know, certainly adds a lot to the game that it didn't need anyways. But what a great experience for a young kid to be a part of something so big on a Friday night, and to have so many people and for our communities, you know, both sides, to be able to come together to see people that you hadn't seen in a year because they continue to come back year after year, and to have that part of it and to pull for your team and to wear your school colors. And, you know, I don't know that you get to experience something like that in a lifetime for a lot of kids.
Of course.
Anywhere. And to be able to do that here in this place, you know, is a great feeling. Got to experience my first one last year on the road. This will be my first one at home. You know, but you mentioned you getting pulled in places and, you know, a lot of favors asked for, and
right.
You do. You almost wish that you could take your team and go off to camp
sure,
for
absolutely.
About 6 or 7 days and then come back for the game on Friday.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's part of it. That's part of what the excitement is. And, you know, it's almost like a homecoming for a lot of people. You know, like I said, you're going to see a lot of people that you might not see the rest of the year will be here for
exactly.
this one. And that's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. And, you know, hopefully we'll go out and put a good product on the field and come away, you know, with a win.
Absolutely. It's going to be a big win. And there's a lot of things going on. And, you know, besides, you know, our game, I know that, and I wanted to mention this, I know that Boosters Club made a decision last week to make sure that we recognize and honor Boyd Allen for his place in the annals of Pisgah football. So, you know, there'll be a lot going on. And again, you've got to try to find a way to get that win. Is there anything that you need differently this week than you might not do otherwise?
No, you know, try to keep it as much of the same schedule as you can. You know, and there's already a lot of people who have made some sacrifices this week to help us out. You know, our soccer team at the middle school won their conference as the number one seed. They're hosting some games this week. They bumped back their start times. They'll allow us to be on the field, and Coach Ricky Warren and Coach Steve Ledford have accommodated us so we could be down there and practice on the turf this week. You know, and want to brag on those guys as
yeah,
well. What
yeah.
a great season they've had. You look at our JV game
yeah,
on Thursday night.
One.
Great win for us. I think we got back in the conference title race because I still think that West Henderson's JVs are a little bit better than Franklin's. I know those guys play in a couple of weeks,
right.
So I think it puts us back in the race there. Had a chance to go watch Canton and Bethel Middle Schools, you know, Thursday. Had a chance to go up there and Canton got a win, but I thought Bethel was doing some really good things. Colton Rogers had some good passes. So I think there's some good things going on in our community. I know the Canton and Bethel youth game is today.
Yeah,
so business is picking up here.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And one thing I want to mention, because I think it's an important thing, and I wanted you to have a chance to mention it again, because I remember seeing this and thinking about it a little bit Thursday night. About what our church community does for us and for your kids. Talk just real quickly about that, if you would.
Our church is, we started this last year, and I'm sure it's done in a lot of places, and it probably has been done, you know, here in the past as well. You know, churches have got really involved with helping take care of our kids and feeding pregame meals, and it's only expanded from where it was at last year. We've got more churches involved. Churches are starting to feed our JV teams as well on
right.
Thursdays. And that's nice to see. It's nice to be able to get our kids, you know, into churches like
Absolutely.
That. It may be the only time they get to.
Exactly.
You know, and a chance for those guys to share some testimonials and things like that. And, you know, it's certainly a blessing for us,
sure.
for our people in this community to want to be involved. And it's all the way across the board. You know, we're starting to see, obviously, the Tuscola week coming up. We got, you know, big meals planned this week. You know, next week we got Dickie's Barbecue wants to come in and feed all the kids a little picnic stuff on Monday after the game, and or after practice next Monday after this week's, you know, festivities and games. So it's nice to see a community support you, you know, with everything going on, and just feel good about where we're at with our program. Yeah. Feel like we're putting a good product on there that the community's proud of and wants to be a part of.
And that's exactly right. We talk about, you know, I'm sure that you know, when these churches pull out these spreads for you guys and they've spent all this time, I mean, there's some love in that, and that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
It does. It, you know, it reminds me of going to homecomings at some of these churches and the meals and to see the ladies there and the time that they poured into it. And you know, I know it gives the men a time to fellowship and talk football, which they like to do as well. And you know, that's a great feeling. And it's great to see some of the guys, some of the devotions that we're hearing are from guys that played at Pisgah and really relate well with our kids and, you know, talk about stories and things, stuff they've experienced in their lifetime and being a part of. And, you know, that's nice to see as well.
It is. And those experiences, it's just good for everybody. And I'm glad you guys are doing. Very proud of that, too. Again, don't forget next week, 6:30, our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview show. 7 o'clock will be your airtime for our game call. That game is at home against Tuscola. I know there's several outlets that people can buy tickets around Canton and probably Waynesville, too. I'm not sure who those are, but I think the single-stop stores are obviously one of them. Obviously, you can go by the high school and pick those tickets up, too. But you'll be listening. If you'll listen to WPT, I'll know that we'll have that message for you this week about where you can buy those tickets. So try to get there early. It'll be a big one and a big conference game to boot as well. And a big win last night certainly sets us up on the right foot. Again, after next week, don't forget to join us back here at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chapel Show. For Brett Chapel, Frank Bird back in our studio, this is Chad Upton. The Flea Market's next. So long, everybody.